Good morning. Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. And I want to talk a little bit today out of Zephaniah 3. Zephaniah chapter 3. It's not a book that a lot of people recognize even, because it's just one of those books that we don't spend a lot of time in, but we should. But it's a part of the Word of God. So we need to, you know, be involved in all of the books of the Bible. But there are books that are sometimes our favorites, and or sometimes you hear a lot of preaching on different things. But this is one of those books you don't hear a lot about. But let me start with, we're just going to read something out of Zephaniah chapter 3, starting with verse 1, that I think relates to the United States and where we're at today concerning maybe our faithfulness to God. So let me read it and see if it doesn't maybe ring some bells with you. A little recognition might pop up. So let's see. So chapter 3, verse 1. Woe to her who is rebellious and defiled, that tyrannical city. She heeded no voice. She accepted no instruction. She did not trust in the Lord. She did not draw near to her God. Her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges are wolves at evening. They leave nothing for the morning. Her prophets are reckless, treacherous men. Her priests have profaned the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The Lord is righteous within her. He will do no injustice. Every morning he brings his justice to light. He does not fail. But the unjust knows no shame. I have cut off nations. Their corner towers are in ruins. I have made their streets desolate, with no one passing by. Their cities are laid waste, without a man, without an inhabitant. I said, surely you will revere me. Accept instruction, so her dwelling will not be cut off, according to all that I have appointed concerning her. But they were eager to corrupt all their deeds. Therefore wait for me, declares the Lord, for the day when I rise up as a witness. Indeed, my decision is to gather nations, to assemble kingdoms, to pour out on them my indignation, all my burning anger, for the earth will be devoured by the fire of my zeal. For then I will give to the peoples purified lips, that all of them may call on the name of the Lord, to serve him shoulder to shoulder. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshippers, my dispersed ones, will bring my offerings. In that day you will feel no shame because of all your deeds by which you have rebelled against me. For then I will remove from your midst your proud, exulting ones. And you will never again be haughty, O my holy mountain. Now, how does that relate to today in the United States? When I read this, it just honestly jumped out of the page at me. It looks like what's happening in the United States today. We're rebellious, and we've defiled everything. We're tyrannical, no doubt about it. We don't heed the voice anymore. We don't accept the instructions from the Lord. We do not trust in the Lord anymore. We do not draw near to God. Her princes, which I can relate to our leaders, within her are roaring lions. Her judges are wolves at evening. They leave nothing for the morning. I relate to that to our government, and our people, how we live for today, not looking down the road to what's happening. Her prophets are reckless, treacherous men. There's no doubt that our preachers have fallen away from the word of the Lord. Her priests have profaned the sanctuary. Don't we see this all the time? Preachers preaching garbage, nonsense in the pulpits, in the sanctuaries. A bishop in a church has men that he's going to ordain to the ministry laid out on their belly. Then he covers them with a robe and a blanket. Then he lays on top of them prostrate and claims that that's how he ordains them. Such garbage. It's just their little tricks to get people to accept something different so that they'll revere that man instead of the Lord. It's terrible. It says, the priests have profaned the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The Lord is righteous within her, though. You know, he says, I will cut off nations. I believe that the Lord has turned his back on the United States. Now, it doesn't mean that he can't turn back around. But he will only turn back around if we as a people call upon him, repent of how we've been, call upon the Lord God, call upon Jesus. Make this nation a great nation again, but a nation founded on biblical and godly principles, living for the Lord. The day of people living for God and applying God in all they do and in all their decision-making processes within themselves, their lives, and in the government that was fashioned to run the country. God was a very integral, vital part of that, of those men's lives. Today, God's thrown out of most everywhere already. He's out of the schools, he's out of the homes, he's out of the Congress, he's out of most churches. You know, it's sometimes flabbergasting to realize how far, or I should say, yeah, how far, but also how much we have turned away from God over the years. I think I've mentioned in other messages, I can remember back in days when churches were never locked. You could walk down the street, and if you saw a church, whether it be a Baptist church, a Methodist church, a Presbyterian church, it didn't matter. The doors were open. You could walk in, sit down in the pews, pray, think about things, talk to God, cry, whatever you needed to do. Today, churches are locked tighter than drums. You can't even get in the front doors anymore. I've stopped by some churches just in 2012. Stopped by some churches, went up to the doors were locked. I saw the cars there in the parking lot. There was three of them. And the cars are there in the parking lots. I had to walk around to the back to a single entrance door that was unlocked. And when I walked in, I called out and somebody answered. And I got to talk to the minister. What are they hiding from? Why do they lock their church? Someone coming by may need help. Someone coming by may be searching for the Lord, going through some really tough circumstances in their lives. But they lock it up. You can't even get in to talk to them. That's what's happened in our country. That's what the Lord was talking about here. We're rebellious towards God. We've defiled the cities in our country. We don't heed his voice anymore. You know, like I said, we don't accept his instructions anymore. We accept our instructions. Look around the United States, folks. Look around. What do you see? Cities, big cities. What do you see in big cities? Business after business, lights flashing, neon. Dirty movie houses, all kinds of filth, sexual filth, prostitutions working on the streets, people living on the streets under beside garbage cans, under cardboard boxes, trying to stay out of the weather because they got nothing and no one to take care of them or help them. Is that the kind of city that would be worshipful to the Lord Is that the kind of city? Is that the kind of country that we want to, and that the kind of nation we want to offer to the Lord? Is that what we tell the Lord? Look at us. Look what we have. We're worshiping you and following you, and look what we've done for you. So he can look at us and say, are you kidding me? This is what you offer? Filth, degradation, rebellion, sickness, no one taking care of the poor, widows dying for lack of medicines and foods. That's what you offer? That's what you call a city for the Lord, a nation for the Lord? I think not. I know the Lord would say, I think not. It's sad, isn't it? The Lord says every morning he brings his justice to light. We need to understand that. We really do. You know, but like he said right here in part of verse 5, but the unjust knows no shame. We're not ashamed, are we? We're not ashamed to offer our cities to the Lord like they are. We should be, but we're not. And what does the Lord say to the nations and also to Jerusalem at that time? Woe to Jerusalem and the nations. Zephaniah chapter 3. Woe to Jerusalem and the nations. And this is what we have. This is what we call godly living. This is what we've become. A nation that was founded on biblical godly principles, whose people gathered together to worship the Lord, whose people lived and for the Lord, who families in their homes prayed every meal, prayed together in the mornings and at night, and spoke of the Lord and tried to live for the Lord every day. And look what's happened. Look how far we've come. But look how far we've come in the wrong direction. I would like to say that I'm wrong about this, folks, but I'm not. You know that it's not true. Our country has declined immensely, so far, and fallen so far from the Lord. It's sad. We know the truth, but sometimes we just don't want to look at it. We know the truth, but we want to hide it because it's shameful to us. Even though most of us have no shame in what we're doing. And like the Bible says here, you know, but the unjust knows no shame. You know, we'll continue to live our lives like we are. We'll continue to do what we're doing. We have no shame in how we live our life. We only have shame when somebody confronts us about it. Isn't that sad? It takes someone to confront us about our ways before we look at ourselves and feel any shame. We live our whole lives. Unless someone points it out to us, we're not ashamed of how we are. We don't even care. And that's what the Lord's telling. You know, it's we have just fallen apart. As verse 7 says, they're eager to corrupt all their deeds. Aren't we, though? As we as a nation, look how we treat the land and the people of Israel, God's chosen people. Look how we treat them. We used to be Israel's largest, best supporter, their best ally. And now Israel has to beg us to do anything for them. We're giving fighter jet planes to the enemies of Israel. Folks, our country's in bad shape. We need prayer. I ask you to pray for this country, to pray for our leaders, to pray for our people, that we would all see that we need to turn back to God, that we need to realize how we've fallen so far away from the Lord. Pray that our eyes and our ears would be opened, that we now can hear and see what the Lord has to say. We're in dire straits right now, folks, and we need to change before it's too late. Time is short. Your country needs you. Your people need you. Pray for each other. God bless each one of you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. We'll see you in the morning.